This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Dwight Smith Jr. Dwight, when did you first say to yourself, I want to be a pro baseball player?
I said it to myself around when I was very at a young age. Like at 12 years old, I said I want to be a big leaguer. I think it was like some book report or something like that, some page. I did it. And I really thought I had a chance around 16 years old.
What did the teacher say to you when the teacher got that report?
Oh, she said, I'll be looking out for you. And she already knew I was going to be something one day.
Well, here you are. You're playing in the minor leagues. Your father played in the majors. What do you remember of the time that he spent in the major leagues?
I remember he'll be away a lot, so I would come and see him a lot, and being in the clubhouse, and I had a lot of good memories, like at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Who is the most famous person you've ever met?
Famous person I've ever met. I was kind of starstruck when I met David Ortiz. When I met Alfonso Soriano, that was pretty cool, too.
How did you meet each of those guys?
I met David Ortiz at a Braves game when the Red Sox were in town. And I met Alfonso Soriano at, like, a Cubs convention.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting.
Have you always been an outfielder?
No, I was an infielder growing up, and then I just said to my dad, like, I want to go get him. I want to chase him. So I was like, let me try outfield. And I think the first game I made, like, a diving catch, and I liked it ever since.
When did you first start batting at the top of the lineup?
I always bat at the top of the lineup. I always hit third. And I always hit third in the power position. And I felt like I get the job done and have the confidence to put the team on my back and help the team win.
Right now, what sort of ball player are you?
I'm a all-around ball player, still trying to figure out myself and have a better idea on, like, what type of player I want to be and what I can become.
So use a blue bat for batting practice, right?
Yeah.
How'd you get it?
Oh, I just looked it up online and I saw it and I was like, they got a blue bat? And like, I saw the coloring and I was like, yeah, order that, let me see how it looks. And I liked it ever since I got it.
For your baseball glove, do you like a specific kind of glove? Is there a way that you like to break it in?
Yeah, I always use like a Rawlings, hard to hide, and I always shaped it long because I'm an outfielder, so that's a certain way I shape it and stuff, so like I can get that, make it longer, so I can make that extra little half an inch.
And it works, right? That really works for you in the outfield.
Yeah, it really does. It really helps on like key balls that's like tailing on you a little bit. Yeah, it helps.
What's your favorite play? Make a diving catch or make a great throw?
Both. I love both. Everything, robbing. Throwing somebody out, they're both exciting plays in the game, and it can switch momentum pretty quick.
What's the secret to stealing a base?
Secret? Just really time the pitcher up and get a good pitch to go on and a good count and be smart about it. And just getting a good jump, getting the best jump you can. Every time.
Speaking with Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Dwight Smith Jr., it's your first year in the Midwest League. After your debut last year, after how things went, how did you spend the offseason?
I spent the offseason actually rehabbing because my wrist was hurt. It was in a cast after instructs, so I basically couldn't do much but like run and get my legs ready for the most part. Yeah, I couldn't swing a bat until about January. So I just got mentally ready and my legs ready, really.
So how did you feel entering this season like you felt entering last season?
I felt stronger entering this season. I felt more prepared. I knew what to expect after that my first year. And basically just to have more fun and learn how to play a full season now that I'm learning that. And taking every day with a purpose and keep going.
Are you having more fun?
Yes, I'm having more fun than I did last year. I'm having way more fun, but it's going to even get more funner later on.
Why?
Hopefully, I'm being the big leagues soon, and that would be my dream. That's always been my dream, so that would be really fun for me.
Have you ever faced a big leaguer?
Yes, I faced a few. I faced Mariano Rivera in spring training. I faced Johnny Cueto here in Dayton. And who else I faced? Phil Hughes in spring training, too. I faced a few of them.
Is there any kind of difference that you can tell between, let's say, a minor league pitcher and a guy like that?
I think the biggest difference is they know how to pitch. They obviously have more experience and basically confidence level, because a big league pitcher, they have more confidence than a minor league pitcher, and they actually know what they're doing. So they know how to – they got like a lot of all-stars out, so they'll know how to get you out. And that's the main thing.
Speaking with Dwight Smith Jr., the Lugnuts outfielder, my last question for you. Your confidence is growing too. How are you better as a hitter now than when you were in high school?
I'm better now because I've gotten better at taking my walks, getting a good pitch to drive out of the plate, basically spraying the ball better. I was a lot of pull happy a little bit and going the other way, but I still got to get even more consistent. High school, I was a little bit better because competition wasn't as good, but just got to bring that attitude out to here, and then I'll be fine.
Dwight, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you very much.
Lugnuts outfielder Dwight Smith Jr. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.